Yeah. Good Friday, dog. Boys is off enjoying themselves.
All right, ready to break the huddle. Ready to break. Big ups. Welcome to another episode of Supreme Weekly Roundup. It's your boy Jovial on the line right now with two hot coaches here. We got the AFC's Kansas City Chiefs coach on the line. Give a shout out, babe.
What's the word, man? We ain't so hot right now, though.
Hey, but hey, we'll let you discuss that further on in the show. We got Coach Defending Champs, Jets right here, Philly Phil on the line. What's up, babe?
Ice time, hold it down.
All right, fellas, we into another chunky Supreme season right now. Things don't seem too different from last year. We have a few newcomers, so let's jump right on in. So what's standing out, Coach Perry, to you right now when it comes to what the league and the competition looks like in this first quarter of the season this year?
Well, why don't we go ahead and just break it down? We can break it down team by team, man. Let's start with the top 10.
Break it on down, Coach.
All right. Basically, what we got going on, man, like I say all the time, man, when you usually start the season out, you know, in the very beginning, it's kind of hard to be able to break that down from everybody, you know, until everybody can really start to separate themselves. But once they do start to separate themselves, man, they usually be able to, you know, it's a pretty, you know, easy ride home from that point on to be able to show, you know, who going to be able to separate themselves, and that cream always going to rise to the top is what always. I like to say. You know what I'm saying? So let's start with this this top 10, man. You know, as usual, you got these defending champion Jets sitting at number one, man. Then you got them Saints coming in at number two with that
Saints back on the saddle.
That hard-nosed-ass offense, man. That two tight end, you know, pitch left, pitch right, slow the game down type of game. But that really ain't his biggest strength. His biggest strength is defense, man. Mm-hmm. That guy runs 100% zero man every play, every down. And unless you got something that's going to be able to combat that, you're going to struggle all night long because he ain't getting out of it. He ain't going in no zone. He going to stay in that zero man all game. So Saints is coming in at number two.
Saints is back to lead the league in defense, actually, when you look at the stats.
Okay. You got the Ravens coming in at three. You got the Bucks coming in at four. You got them Colts coming in at five. We're trying to see if this is his year to finally, you know, make a big splash on the scene deep into the playoffs. You got those Rams climbing back up. Last week they weren't even in the top 10. Rams are back in it, climbing back up to number six. You got the Bucks at – oh, shit. Looks like we got a mistake here, boys. Bucks shouldn't be there. I think that's supposed to be the Chargers. The Chargers are going to be in at seven. You got the Steelers in at eight. The Steelers are making a jump in there. You got the Panthers in there at nine. And last but not least, you got those Patriots coming in at 10. The Patriots, you know, they're right there on the teeter, man. They try to make some plays. They really are, you know, enthusiastic about some of the things that they like to do, but they just really can't get over that hump. But they do stick around and they stick in some games. They just can't really put it all together through three phases of the game to be able to, you know, do it all.
One thing I'll say, I say that top 10 is a lot different than last year's top 10, just that were giving each week. Those are some new teams in there, like the Steelers, those Patriots in there, those Saints back in there from the year before they lost in the NFC Championship game. So it took them a season to, you know, get their breaks, but this season they're looking to be back on track. And those Saints are, like I mentioned, one of the top defensive teams in stat categories, looking to hold their position at number two to get another shot at the throne. What do you think about it, Coach Perry?
Oh, man, like Philly said, man, having the Steelers come in, that's very big because that guy, he's been down a couple of years. I always knew he can play a little bit, but now he's showing all of us he's able to compete in Supreme. Like y'all said, we got the Saints coming back in, actually right now number two, undefeated season in a hard division. Going out there playing execution football, not scoring a lot of points, but scoring just enough points to win ball games, get turnovers, and like Philly said, he's playing nothing but zero coverage. So for a man to play zero coverage the whole game, he out there baiting you and jumping routes. He having to jump routes, and you got to put something in your offense to be able to beat zero coverage. But You still got your usual top 10 teams that's in the top 10 this year. You're missing the Vikings right now. The Vikings usually be in the top 10. I guess they having a hard schedule starting the season off, but I expect to see them in the top 10 towards the end of the year. Right now, we're going to see who's going to rise to the top right now.
Yes, that middle portion of the season is when the cream starts to rise. And a lot of the good teams, based off scheduling, have had their gauntlets, and they're going to be out here in the wild in the sense of playing NFC, AFC opponents to finish out their schedule. We know several teams have had some tough division matchups, and it's going to be a great middle of the season for Supreme because, this, like we said, this is when the separation happens. So who are we looking, aside from the usual suspects, anybody standing out to look to possibly separate themselves in this middle of the year?
Like Philly said, I will want to agree with Philly right now. The Patriots are playing some pretty good football right now. They just got to be able to put all three phases of football together for a whole game and be able to last in these seven-minute quarters. You know, some teams can't last in these seven-minute quarters. They'll start off hot at the beginning of the game, but you still have three more quarters to play. They'll start off that first quarter hot. But when boys start to make adjustments, some teams not able to make adjustments. But I feel the Patriots play pretty good defense. They just got to score some points towards the end of the game to be able to finish opponents off.
Coach Philly Phil, what are your thoughts as far as who are the folks that possibly have a chance at the throne when it comes to in this midseason run?
Yeah, man. like I said, it's always a bunch of teams that's, you know, willing to make a little bit of noise, but it's only about a handful of teams that's actually in contentions to bring home that Lombardi. Right now, you know, to me that speaks out or, you know, pops off the screen right now is the Bucks and the Colts and the Ravens. The Ravens is looking like, you know, a strong team that's been able to come back, make some moves, willing to spend all of his hard-earned money to try to compete with Yam. So that's actually a matchup that's coming up in the next couple of weeks. So that should be a dandy. Should be a dandy for the league, man. Get a boy something that they can watch. That one should be on national television on Monday Night Football. So we looking forward to that one. We don't like to overlook any opponents. We got the Cardinals coming up this week. We figure we'll go down there to the desert and handle business accordingly, and move forward to the next following week.
Yeah, we definitely see your defense being led by last year's star defensive player Troy Aikman. He's having another great season, leading the league in a lot of your defensive categories.
That guy lead the lead all the time, man.
It's a great white hype.
it's crazy how that guy be playing out there, man. He can play in the box and get off blocks, make tackles. He able to jump in coverage, give you some fits right there. Hey, he be making hella plays with that guy. Great user guy. Yeah. And I ain't get the Saints enough props, man. Like I said, like we said, man, the Saints playing some good football too. I look forward to him to continue playing good football coming towards the end of the season. If he could maintain, I think in the playoff, he's a playoff team because he's gonna play hard nosed football. He's gonna run the ball. He's gonna want you to make mistakes, and he's gonna play some good defense, like we already mentioned.
And that's what it's all about, man. When you get to the playoffs, everybody knows that it's kind of similar with the Jets, man. During the season, man, I'm chasing them stats. You know, I'm trying to get these guys some stats. I'm trying to get these guys some awards. I'm trying to get these guys some incentives and bonuses that's put as a part of their structure in their contracts, man. So these guys got to get those stats, man. But when it comes playoff time, man, it's simply about getting in the game, getting that win, and getting the fuck out of town.
It's a one game season. When you get in the playoffs.
Exactly. It's about playing defense, no turnovers, and giving yourself about 21 to 28 points. If you can get about 21 to 28 points in the playoffs and play good hard nose defense and don't turn the ball over, man, you putting yourself in a great position to win. And what I will say about another team, man, them Bucks is doing the same thing that they did last year. They're doing that exact same thing. They play hard-nosed defense. They know how to control the clock. They're not the prettiest or the flashiest team but they're going to get the job done.
It's not about that. It's about getting that job done, Philly.
Getting a job done. And if it comes down to being a one possession game and getting one stop, it ain't too many teams that I would you know, put my money on to say that they can get that stop outside of the Bucks and a handful of other coaches.
And this was a team that was one of the top in all defensive categories, team and individually last year. So that is carrying over into success this year for those Bucks. So another Supreme season is underway, fully in the middle meat part of the season. That trade deadline is coming up in a few weeks. Get in the war room, fellas. Get in there and make some moves. It's time to make your team a little bit better for the run that you need to make to be the elite and supreme. So anything else to finish this up, guys?
Yeah, man. I just want to say, man, we got to get some more guys on these primetime games, man. Y'all got to stop running from these primetime games. Let us know your schedule so we can get those games broadcasted out there, man. The Supreme want to see it.
Get the people what they want to hear.
Give it to them. And that's how we say compete at all costs here, Supreme. So when it's your time, your team's hot, hey, get the team ready to stand up on the big stage because we will broadcast you for the world to see. So as we wrap up this week's weekly roundup, stay tuned for more as we start the frequency of these back in motion. So we appreciate you, your boy Jovial Joel, Coach Prime over there. We got Coach Philly Phil. Hey, we signing out. Big ups. This year, Supreme.